Hare Krishna. See not just the provision, see the provider. See, when an infant is newborn, the infant sees everything as potential food. And that infant doesn't even think where that food is coming from. When it is born, it is placed in front of its mother's breast and it starts drinking milk from there by suckling the breast. Now, it's only when that infant starts growing, it starts understanding that, okay, it's not just that this I'm getting milk from this place, this breast. Actually, this breast belongs to a mother, a person, and that person loves me. So, as the child grows, we go beyond seeing the provision. As the infant grows, the infant rises from going beyond seeing the provision to seeing the provider. Similarly, when we live in this world, initially we are just so caught in trying to appreciate, in trying to just get our needs. And often it is, if we live in a very materialistic society, then even our wants we start thinking of as needs. And for the infant, initially what matters is simply getting its food, getting its milk or its food, whatever. But as that infant grows up, that infant understands that I am reciprocating love with my mother. My mother loves me and she is providing me milk. She is providing me food. And then that child, as it grows up, the child sees that more important than just the provision of necessities. Yes, the necessities are important. But more important than the provision of necessities is the reciprocation of love that is happening through the provision of those necessities. So then when the child grows up and sees that and feels grateful for what the parents are providing, then that relationship becomes much deeper, thicker, sweeter. Otherwise, it's just primarily a want-based relationship. I want this, I want that. Now, similarly for us, initially we are too caught up in our material needs. And when we are too caught in our material needs, if at all, if we can just get material needs by whatever way we want, then whatever ways we are striving, then we just don't even bother how those needs are coming. We think, I got a job, I earn, and I got a paycheck. And then now I'm getting food on my table. Now that's true at one level, but then we see that even with the best job that we may do, you know, we cannot ourselves produce food. Food is produced by nature. And nature, it has such a extraordinarily intricate and delicate mechanisms that they cannot be working by themselves automatically. They work under divine supervision. So, Maya Dikshena Prakriti, Krishna says, I am the supervisor, overseer of material nature. And when we look at nature in this way, we understand that, yes, it's not just the provision that matters. What matters is also the provider. So often when people come to God, they initially are concerned only with the provision. So Krishna talks about this in 7.16 in the Bhagavad Gita when he says, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jina sukritino arjuna arto jikya surarthi jnani cha bharatarshabha. So those who are artho and those who are artharthi, those who are distressed and they want the removal of the distress, artharthi, those who want wealth, they come to me. These are two categories of people. Both of them are wanting some provisions. And at this stage, they are not really concerned with the provider at all. Their concern is primarily with the provision. But if they are fortunate, if they can get the association of devotees and if they grow up spiritually, if the association of devotees inspires them, impels them to grow up. And just as the infant goes beyond just drinking the milk to seeing who is the person who is giving the milk and that person loves me so much. Similarly, these initial worshippers, they gradually rise to the level of perceiving Krishna. Oh, he is my Lord. He is providing me these things. He is the provider. And he is not just a provider. He is my lover. He loves me. He is my benefactor. And in reciprocating love with him, I can get far greater satisfaction than just by worrying about necessities and being obsessed with those necessities. So as we grow up spiritually, then we understand that more important than those material things that we are looking for, material provisions that we are looking for, more important than them is Krishna and reciprocation with him. And thus, that rising from mixed devotion, which is depicted in 7.16, to pure devotion, that is depicted in 7.19, that rising happens. 7.19 states that Bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samatma sudurlabha. So, at that level, one understands vasudeva sarvamiti. Krishna is my be-all and end-all. He is the embodiment and fulfillment of all my heart's aspirations. He is my supreme benefactor. And in loving and serving him, all my aspirations for happiness can be supremely fulfilled. And thus, this is not just growing up, but this is attaining the summit of spiritual growth.